Recording.
So we're on, have we said?
Yeah, we're on.
Yeah. Myra is a quarter to.
Yeah.
I hope the Olam took ahead of Tuelas from special Tuelas from Shavuos with our workup before. I hope it gave special significance to Shavuos. The truth is that we saw it just Be'etzem appreciating Shavuos in proportion to how much we have a yearning for an appreciation for Matan Torah. So the bracha of Hatzlacha in Torah is given accordingly. Now Shavuos is like a Rosh Hashanah for Torah. You know, it's a bracha given out on Shavuos, nice in the Torah it's like Rosh Hashanah, you know, Chaim, and there's a psak, all kinds of things. And Shavuos, Matanis Torah, and in proportion to our cheshek and desire to want Torah, so in proportion to that, the Matanis are given out. So important, to have this cheshek on Shavuos for Kabbalah Satera. And through that, we zeichet to have the Nesina Satera Bez Hashem Baruch. So, Boisai, what I wanted to speak to you tonight about is an inyan. That in one hand, when you first hear about it, you might think that maybe it's not so important, but it's something that, you know, maybe for great people, it's not on the such a priority of things to work on. But once we go into it a little bit, I think it'll be clearer that of the importance and the priority really has. When we look at that, at the Avodas Hashem, you know, our activities during the day, our preoccupations, so you have mitzvahs, right, Purim mitzvahs, and then you have a Chas V'Shalom Averus, the other end of the spectrum, and then you have things in the middle, gray areas, right, but exactly, I don't know how to call it, we call it like secular things. That's the perspective that we would have, you know, the mitzvahs, the averus, and then like the gray area. But the truth is that when we look at it more closely, this gray area, it's not so gray. It's much more positive than it's gray. In other words, most of the things that we do that we consider, like, I know I call secular, but gashmistic things, really, when we analyze them, it's really, they're really things that are mitzvahs. In other words, even though when we do it, we're doing it just as part of our normal way of life, but when you analyze it, exactly what it is, so it really is a mitzvah to do, right? That's what the Chofetz Chaim speaks about. He says that it really isn't the gray area. It's either mitzvahs or averus, and everything really fits into one of these two categories. So I explain, Be'ez Hashem, what I mean. Let's say a person is brushing his teeth, right? Why a person brushes his teeth? Well, his mother trained him, you know, to do it since he's a baby, and his dentist gave him, you know, a guilt trip. Like, if he doesn't brush his teeth, and, you know, tells him, you know, these tremendous, awesome bills he has, he wouldn't have so many of them if he took care of his teeth. So we brush our teeth, you know, from that we've been trained. Maybe when we were in high school, we took these hygiene courses, right? They tell us to brush our teeth, and I know they still have them. High school hygiene. So we brush our teeth. But the truth is, brushing our teeth is really a mitzvah. Really, it's a real mitzvah. A mitzvah of shmarat emes nafsho shechem, taking care of your body, right? So it really is a mitzvah. Mamash, a real mitzvah. Not a masqueraded mitzvah, falsified mitzvah. It's a real, real, first class, 100% mitzvah. So when a person brushes their teeth in the morning, whatever, have in mind that I'm not brushing my teeth now from the form of habit, because that's the way of my life, and that's I got into a good healthy habit, and I just do it without thinking. You want to analyze why, so you take out of my deep dark past my mother standing over me and yelling, did you brush your teeth today? But if a person consciously thinks that I'm brushing the teeth because of the mitzvah of Shemat and Mitzvah Sashechem, so it mamish actually becomes a mitzvah, Rabbi Zari. The thing that it's a very difficult thing, Rabbi Zari, and I'm going to explain why it's difficult. I think it's very difficult because it's so awesome what we're doing, but just like putting that machshava in. The catalyst agent of that machshava, the chemical reaction that it has on the brushing the teeth, converts it into something that's so awesome and so tremendous. We don't understand the difference between a thing that's a ma'aseh mitzvah and not a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's so great that it's hard to believe for us to step in our minds that just by putting that little machshava in, you're really doing something. Because if I showed you a brochure, like a clear brochure of the technicalities of the spiritual, human, when you study anatomy, spiritual anatomy, make up a new word. If I showed you the spiritual anatomy of what happens when you put that machshava in, that it's just like such an explosion, a spiritual explosion that you couldn't believe that you're doing that by putting your thought, like if I told you, if you went to the mikveh, 50 times, and you put on three gartels, and you rolled your eyes, and you had a pair fast, and chveitz, and then if you brush your teeth, l'shem shemayim, so now you're converting into this awesome, tremendous thing. That would be palatable. That would be understandable. But if I tell you, all you have to do is just to think. No, when you're brushing your teeth, you're doing it the Shem Shemayim for the mitzvah of Shemayim Mitznav Sheichem. Like, it's hard to accept in our minds that little machshava can make all the difference, and that can create like mamash and mitzvah from this. The thing is that we all know that there's such a thing like this, doing the Shem Shemayim. First of all, you should know it's a siman the Shulchan Aruch. It's mamash. The siman Shulchan Aruch Chaim. The name of the siman is having kol masecha yul shem shemayim. It's a din Shulchan Aruch. It's not just a hashkafa. It's not just an idea. But even if it wouldn't be in the Shulchan Aruch, I'm just saying. But the thing is that Rabbi said, I think that we're accustomed to the general outlook that we have with such a issue is that we know there's such a thing like that, but we always think of it in terms words for tzaddikim and for the kubbalim, you know, chachamim and the great chassidish rebbes. They're the ones that they, you know, we know that they're outstanding for doing things for shem shemayim. You know, like everything is with kavanas and. The truth is that they are usually our great personalities and giants at the door. They surely are great in this thing, right? We're not mistaken about it. But the thing is that they're great in eches and kamas, not in what we think of in terms that Persian people don't think about those things. You know, only great tzaddikim. It's an area of Avodas Hashem that we have. You know, Baruch Hashem, there's so many other areas of Persian things, and basic things of Avodas Hashem that we're lacking in, working on Kaz and Gaiva and Seder Hayom, and maybe working up our learning schedule to put again more time for learning and Chinuch Habanim and different things that are learning patience. And these are things that, you know, let's leave the, you know, the kavanas, Hashem Shemayim, let's do that for the big tzaddikim and the big rebbes. Maybe someday we'll also be a big rebbe, a big tzaddik, and then we'll be able to, you know, grab the horn by the bull by the horns and start working on that also. It's not for our people in our in our class. It's an outstanding trait and you know, for great people. So that's where a big mistake is. It's true, our thoughts that there is a certain uniqueness that great tzaddikim have in this area, but it's not, I say, most of us think, in the fact that they do it and we don't do it. It's something that we all should do, and usually the greatness that they have in this area is in the eichus and the kamas, in other words, in the amount of time, you know, in the increasing of areas that they do it during the course of the day, and the intensity of how much they do it, in the depth of their thought when they do it. But it's not the etzem activity issue is not unique for tzaddikim, you know, and gedolim, and it's something that really all the yidden should do, even in our madrega, except that. It's understandable that in our lower madrigas, so we're not expected to have the, you know, the intensity and to the eches and the kavanas that a tzaddikim have and a gedolim have. But the fact that it's an avoda for us all to engage in, so that's why they true. That really is for us, if they say. So the truth is that it's an amazing thing that we're when we're aware of this, you know, of this phenomenon, that we have the ability, like I say again, with our minds to convert a maisa, just with our minds, into a maisa mitzvah that's so choshev and so important, you know, so vibrant. That's what's difficult, and that's what we have to get. That has to sink into our heads, that we say this realization. The truth is that, you know, sometimes a reaction that people have, you know, from this uvda is that they say, listen, you know, it doesn't talk to me. If I try to think the Shem Shemayim, I don't feel moved, or I don't feel that I don't feel any difference. You know, like I just think, but I don't, doesn't, you know, make me feel any difference. It just, no. So I brush the Shem Shemayim. So the truth is, as I said, when you think about it, is that any mitzvah that we do, when you put on tefillin, does the person feel, you know, that? Does he feel different because of the tefillin? You know, maybe he feels inspired. He feels like a good feeling because he did the Ratzon Hashem. But he doesn't like feel something special about the tefillin. You know, like the tefillin is. You know, sometimes you have fresh balei tshuva. like in the beginning when they flick on film, so they say, oh, no, I feel, you know, the vibrations coming out of the tefillin, you know, I feel mamish, I can feel the holiness, you know, like, it's just, of course, the imagination, because you don't, nothing wrong with it, good, they feel the holiness, you know, nothing, no avail from it, but a lot of times you hear this kind of talk of, from beginning, people that are coming back to the Yiddishkeit, and they're all enthused, they put on that film, and they say, oh, I could just feel the Kedusha. But we don't feel Kedusha, you know, it's just the imagination, so when we put on our tefillin in the morning, you don't expect to feel something from your tefillin, you know, you don't feel expect to feel the spiritual vibrations and, you know, special things, because you know that you don't expect that from the mitzvah. You know, we believe that when a shlema, you know, when the time comes, we can get schar, and there's a certain amount of schar that we get in this world also. You know, what's after the gonocha, Hashem promised a certain amount of schar in this world also, so we don't get. But to feel something when you put on your tzitzis, right? Did you feel something vibrating? It's just, ooh, when I put my tzitzis on, soon I put the bigot on, I feel something, no, I feel spiritual. You're supposed to maybe be late because Baruch Hu, you know, in a better kind of way, but you don't, we're not supposed to expect to feel some kind of a kedusha emanating out of the tzitzis, right? So from the real mitzvahs that we're doing, that what you call the chepesha mitzvah, we don't expect to feel anything. So the ma'aseh, when you do this thing, and you do a gashmis tikkul Hashem Shemayim, so it's not better than tefillin, right? So I'm just saying, sometimes people react, they feel disappointed, they say, well, I've done it, I brush my teeth, Hashem Shemayim, but I don't feel anything. you should expect to feel anything, because it's not better than a pulis mitzvah. You know, what you could feel, what you could work on yourself to feel, it'd be wonderful, but what a person could feel, as they should feel, is a sense of accomplishment that you just converted a pure gashmis to act, and you successfully converted it into a ma'aseh mitzvah, and it's like I say again, a spiritual nuclear explosion took place that in the world of ruchnius, like it happened, it's real, you know, an atomic explosion, a nuclear explosion took place, that just that bang, just the fact that you're thinking, I'm brushing my teeth now because it's the Rosh Hashem, it's the mitzvah to, you know, to take care of my body, just to think that thought, you create an awesome storm in the spiritual world that you did do, and if you think about that you did that, so you may, you know, get a good feeling from it, but you shouldn't expect to feel spiritual, you know, spiritualism coming up from the toothbrush. Right? If you have a musical toothbrush that sings, you know, plays songs when you, so then that's nice also, but outside the songs coming out from the toothbrush, so if there is such a thing like that, so you shouldn't expect anything spiritual to come out, but it is an awesome accomplishment, you know, to put that thought in. So once we have this idea, I would say, once we have this knowledge of the ability to do this, so there are so many things during the course of the day that are eligible, you know, for this thing. Let's try to think. When a person, let's say, polishes their shoes. So, of course, you're working. You expect to have, you know, polished shoes. But if you're not, you know, you wear clothes and you're going to the street, so people know that you're from a yid. It'd be the right thing to have your shoes polished. You know, so when a person polishes their shoes, so they're doing mamish and mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. No, Kiddush Hashem is a very big mitzvah. So you're just polishing your shoes, it's a tremendous mitzvah. Just saying that, just that thing. A person eats, of course, eating ein maladaber. You're eating l'shem, you should eat l'shem shemayim. They should have koyach to serve Hashem. you know, now what are you going to do with the service of Hashem? Even if you're working, you have a job, so you're working because of Zeis HaPecha Techalechem. No, we're not even going to that yet. You know, the working Hashem Shemayim. We're saying eating that you should have koyach for that, for serving Hashem. What are you doing to serve Hashem? Well, first of all, you're learning, you're davening, you're getting koyach for your learning and davening. But a peri of a peri is what about your working time? So thinking this machshava converts your working into mitzvah also, right? So like we just got to this because of eating, because you want koyach to serve Hashem. You say, what do you do to serve Hashem? So besides the davening and the learning, but what about your work itself is serving Hashem? Because it's a b'zeh sepecha tochal lachem, and Hashem wants us to make the shtadlis. So that's an awesome thing, Rabbi Said, that this machshava that a person could put in, you know, into working, and he's converting the hours and time of his working into mamash and mitzvah, Rabbi Said. Now, again, it's very hard to relate to this, because I said this already a few times, and I want to repeat, one of the difficulties of this thing is to really believe with all your heart that all I have to do is think this thought, and with this thought I'm able to convert, you know, something just like, you know, physical job into a ma'ase mitzvah. It really is become the ma'ase mitzvah. Now, you know, just saying that, thinking that in a practical application, that you people, if you're working, so of course, if you think about it, at the beginning of the day, you go to work, so that's you know, excellent, and then the whole day goes under that. But it'd be good that from time to time, while you're working, you know, to pause, you know, to think for a second. In other words, like besides the beginning of the day, you know, when you start out your work, but any time during the day that you just stop for a second, think that, you remind yourself, like brushing your teeth is just a short thing, right? How long does it take to brush your teeth? And to polish your shoes, it just takes a few minutes. But working, you're working a few hours. So, like, it's, you know, it's important that you know, that it's good that, like, when you're baking matzahs, just say, Hashem matzahs mitzvah. So, you don't only do it at the beginning. It's good if you do it at the beginning of the day. All the matzahs I bake today should be the same mitzvah. But, you know, that we stop from time, you know, in the course of the baking, we can say, Hashem mitzvah matzah, that because it's a hemshech tikka thing that you go do for a few hours. So, when you're working, so also it's good, you know, but it's a marvelous application of this, Rabbi Zayin. So it goes on and on, Rabbi Zayin, you know, the different examples of things that we do. Even if you're eating something, let's say, you know, sometimes people ask me that, well, if you're doing this, you're having kavanah eating, you know, you should have health and strength to do things. So what about if you're eating something not healthy? Right, so how you say, I'm doing the same Shemayim, it's not healthy. So I think the answer to that is simple, that when we eat something that's not healthy, we say, why do you eat it for if it's not healthy? Because you want to get a good feeling, right? You want to get a lift sometimes, you know, like sometimes you're down and out, you treat, you know, something's bothering you, you had a hard day, you treat yourself to an ice cream, geschmacka ice cream. So it gives you a good feeling, right? So that also is good. That's also a mitzvah, to get a good feeling. Was eating, getting good feeling, Hashem Shemayim. So you should be able to, you know, to be in good spirits, to do it, to serve Hashem, to do your things. In other words, even if you do it purely, just, you know, the same taiva, but the same taiva itself. Why does a person want to indulge in it? You know, to cheer him up, to give him a good feeling. You know, it's a known phenomenon in this world. Like a lot of times, you know, people that are very much overweight, like very often the people that have issues, you know, that bother them, different service things that bother them, and so they what are they overeat? What are they overeat for? What does the eating do for them? Because of this very reason, that when you eat, you get a good feeling. So because they have issues that you know, bothering them. You know, so then they eat a lot, you know, they get overweight, then sometimes the overweight itself is a terrible issue, and then it's a vicious cycle, then they eat more because the fact they're very, very grossly overweight bothers them, and that itself becomes an issue, and that makes them eat more. But I just want to bring out that sometimes we eat the shame taiva just to have a good feeling, and that good feeling, nothing wrong with that. You know, some of the person treats himself to a bar of chocolate or something. It is taiva sometimes, taiva, but if a person says I'm doing this taiva, shem shemayim, because I want to have a good feeling, or I want to have some, like a little down and out or something, so that itself is a shem shemayim.
So what does it mean, taiva, kina taiva, and something else, matzin, adam amino olam, gaiva?
So, I mean, that's the negative side of the things, but a thing could be use the Shem Shemayim also. In other words, that doesn't mean it means like a person that he's stooped, however you say it, in taiva. Let's say his life revolves around taiva, the physical lust, the physical enjoyment. So that's a very negative thing, and it can, whatever that means. Mostly, in the olam, it takes the person away from his fulfilling the purpose of his existence in the world. The person that his life centers around taiva, so that's one of the drawbacks. But over here we're talking about harnessing the use of the taiva, right, for what is Hashem, which is a far cry in that, but just like for lust itself, right? Like Rav Dessler, one of his firm, brings down that we say b'chol nafshecha, b'chol levavecha, with two yetzes, with yetzehara, yetzetayv. How do you serve Hashem with the yetzehara? Do you ever think about how do we serve Hashem with the yetzehara? How could you serve Hashem with the yetzehara? So he gives a beautiful example. Just let's say you give yourself a motivation. Let's say you promise yourself, if you chaz in the Gemara five times that you learned, so you're going to treat yourself to a pizza, special good pizza. So that's an example of serving Hashem with yetzehara. You use your taiva, to chaz in the Gemara five times, 10 times, right? So. That's what we're talking about, So the you wouldn't put that probably in the category as a type of mosim as a min olam. The person that just his life centers around lust. So rather that's no good. But if he takes the type that he has and he's using it for what is Hashem, that is a motivation to do some mitzvah or something that might be hard for him to do. Say, well, if you do this, you do this thing, and I'm going to let you have this thing, right? So that's harnessing the taiva of what is Hashem. So over there, the example I gave, specifically mamish, like using the taiva mamish as the horse, to draw the wagon to get to do something. But I'm talking about even during the court, not necessarily harnessing the thing, just the fact that that you're having it right now, the time is to give you a good feeling, and that feeling is magia too, because you want to use it, to lift yourself up. Okay, so Rabbi Isai, the Uftal Amais is that three times a day we should, try to, we should have in mind, to specifically to connect some physical activity that we do, some secular activity, some non-mitzvah activity, to convert it into a mitzvah. What you say? Okay, like, our time's up now. Otherwise, we try ask you yourself, like maybe you have some examples, you know, unique examples for it. But of course, you have getting ready for Shabbos, right? But that's a very big. That's even one step further more, because it's really a mitzvah, but, you know, to get ready for Shabbos, take a shower, have a pot of shoes. So when you're doing it, that is even more important, that of course it is a mitzvah to think specifically, I'm doing the same mitzvah, that you can say it, you do it or not, you do it the same mitzvah. Okay, please say,